I'm going to cover one more thing, and then you won't hear from us again until Monday. And we're going to take a nice break. Trump's estate tax giveaway to the rich. There's already things in there that are getting my Asian up right now. Mm-hmm. Getting me upset about this. Trump's estate tax giveaway to the rich triggered a 50% drop in the IRS revenue. Now, the first way that that was written, this is why I originally saved the article. They've since changed it since then. And I looked at it several times. I was like, that's not right. There's no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way. So it originally said that the estate tax giveaway to the rich triggered a 50% drop in IRS revenue. Just the estate tax giveaway to the rich. Now, some people would look at that and think that the IRS was taking in 50% of what it used to take in because Trump did a estate tax giveaway to the rich.
They went from taking in almost $4 trillion to only $2
trillion. Mm-hmm. Just because of the estate tax giveaway. That's how big it was. But no, of course, that cut was in the amount they took in from the estate taxes.
Yeah, just the estate taxes.
Just the estate taxes, which, by the way, went from $20 billion they were taking in to just over $9 billion last year. Roughly 11 hours worth of funding for the government. So as Republicans bellyache, this is from Huffington Post, and there was a video attached to this from Robert Reich III that we're going to do a whole episode on sometime.
Love that German.
It'll be fun. As Republicans bellyache about Democrats not balancing the budget, a new report reveals that a massive... Now, look at what they're already doing. This is why it's going to be so easy to go over this Robert Reich video some other time. They're talking about how Republicans are upset about Democrats not balancing the budget. Now, Republicans do plenty of stuff to not balance the budget. Okay. Mm. They spend just like the Democrats do, only, well, a little bit less. I won't say just like. But now they're automatically framing this as, well, if Republicans actually cared about balancing the budget, they wouldn't have done this cut in the estate tax, even though it only decreased it by $11 billion. $11 billion. Like I said, about 11 hours or so worth of, what does that come out to? 11 hour, maybe 10 hours, something like that. Mm-hmm. for the government. That's very important though. Estate tax payments dropped from $20 billion to $9 billion, Bloomberg reported. American billionaires, meanwhile, have doubled their collective net worth to more than $5 trillion in just over 5 years. Now they are connecting those two things together. That Trump's estate tax cut by 50% is somehow linked to the net worth of billionaires going up $2.5 trillion over 5 years, mm-hmm. even though they just said that the cut only cut $11 billion out of what they taxed. But they're somehow, in the next paragraph, connecting it to a $2.5 trillion increase.
That's a hell of a return.
That's a big return, mm-hmm. right there. But math doesn't matter, I know. It's not really important. The dramatic decline in estate tax revenue is largely the result of Republicans' 2017 tax overhaul, which doubled the amount the wealthy can pass to heirs without paying any estate tax. What? You can give money to your kids without the government taking some of it? Well, they'll still take some of it.
Yeah.
But they just doubled the amount that you could give away without any of it being taxed.
Which is just such a crazy concept to me. Like,
it is.
You worked your whole life. You were taxed 13 times on that money that you made. And then when you give it to your kids, then they are taxed.
And your estate, which was worth money, by the way, had to pay property taxes every single year also. So you already had a wealth tax called property taxes. It was happening that entire time based on the value of whatever property you were on.
This is just so insane.
This is like, this just never got taxed. We didn't get to tax this money five times. We only got to tax it four times.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. Married couples.
This is a crime.
Married couples can now transfer $23.4 million over their lifetimes tax-free, but the ultra-wealthy can afford to hire high-end attorneys and other advisors to squeeze even more out of the system. That's how they got to this massive $11 billion figure. In just one example, Nike founder Phil Knight used various strategies to transfer billions of dollars to his family tax-free. Bloomberg revealed last month in an investigation, Democrats have discussed trimming back some of the massive Trump tax giveaways. Tax giveaways to the wealthy. God, I'll never get tired of being tired of people saying that letting you keep some of your own money is somehow giving you money. Please, someone explain this to me. Someone. I need it explained right now.
I don't even care if you mansplain it.
Yeah, someone mansplain this problem to me right now.
Explain it to me.
Okay.
Whatever you need to do. I think we lost connection, or I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did we lose the internet? What happened? Are we still here? I'm still here. It looks like we're still here. I don't know. Maybe I see it going back and forth right now. Please, Gov, explain it to me. That's what we need. We're still here. Tom says we're still here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just the SD card has 15 minutes left on it. We just got a warning about that.
Oh, nice.
Democrats have discussed trimming back the massive Trump tax giveaways to the wealthy and Joe Biden's Build Back Better package. By the way, who was it made a really good point the other day? Spike Cohen made a really good point about how Build Back Better was Make America Great Again.
Again.
Yeah. Build Back Better is Make America Great Again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the same thing.
Give America a triple B rating.
Yeah, but those didn't make the cut in the final bill passed by the House on Friday. Bloomberg said the $10 billion estate tax collected now by the federal government is an imperceptible portion of the total $4 trillion in revenue collected by the federal government. Thank you for making that point in the article. It literally doesn't matter. The estate tax is viewed as one of the most efficient and direct ways to shave off government revenue from billionaire dynasties. Like, that's a good thing. It's just a great thing right there.
Yep. And that what they keep doing, the narrative, what they keep doing is to get you to hate rich people.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
all they're trying to do.
Well, that's where they tied in the wealth gains over this time mm-hmm. to the estate tax being cut and to the deficit that we have right now. Even though the amount that it was cut was only $11 billion, the deficit's a couple trillion, something like that. And the wealthy increased their wealth by $2.5 trillion, not by $11 billion. By $2.5 trillion-ish over the last 5 years.
$11 billion wouldn't even pay the interest payment on the deficit.
No. So no, not even close.
It's not even, it's, but they want you to be mad at them. They want you to blame them. It's their fault. They're not paying their fair share. It can't be that the politicians are overspending completely. There's so much waste, fraud, and abuse that's going on. Well, no, we got to distract. Distract, deflect. That's the 5 D's of government. Dodge, dip, dive, deflect, distract, dodge.
And dodge.
Yes, yeah. The 5 D's of government. Mm-hmm. In case you guys haven't seen that movie, Government Ball.
And Todd said our debt payments are already $500 billion. Yeah. He also made a good point, too. A poor person never gave me a job. And that's what people somehow will never realize. The poor person never gave you a job. Mm-hmm. Or someone who wasn't taking risk, or someone who hadn't just taken out a massive loan from a bank to start their business, something like that, that they probably never gave anyone a job. And how are we actually going to continue the growth that is necessary to take care of any of the things that Democrats or people in government want to say that the government's going to take care of if you just continue to hurt the people that are most productive in society and you transfer that money from the people that are most productive, and you give it to the government, and then the government sets it on fire? That's not exactly the best way that we can spend the money. And that they never actually try to solve any of the real problems with the money either. Just like our conversation the other day about solving world hunger. You don't solve world hunger by just buying everyone food. That's not the problem. That's a symptom of the problem. And all the government does is deal with symptoms of problems that they likely created.